This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's strange?
What's that?
There are some things that are so good.
Yeah.
Folks demand they get brought back. But if those things were so good in the first place, why didn't we keep it the whole time?
That's a good question.
It's a question we need to keep in mind while we discuss a beer that has Rochester pumped to try again. And how, although this is something we tend to do with alcohol, it's never anything we do with food.
Oh, bring it back to food.
Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, we will jump right into it. Yesterday it was announced the Genesee Brewery is bringing back 12 Horse Ale.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you ever had it?
No. How long has it been gone?
So it was first made in 1933, right after Prohibition ended. And it was a monster for the Genesee Brewery for decades. Mm. But as the place fell on hard times in the 90s and 2000s, for some reason, it started to go away.
Nobody was buying.
It looks like they stopped making it full-time around 2000. But if
so
anyone
it was like knows, a grandpa.
Well, I think it was always something you could get at the brewery, but they didn't package it and sell it. Yeah,
and
from what I understand.
And every once in a while for like short runs, they would put in like cans and bottles and sell it. But it was hard to come by from what we're reading about. Excuse me. But they are bringing it back now in cans, bottles that you'll be able to buy in stores as part of their Genesee Vault series. And we'll get back to that in a second.
Mm.
Who is this for?
Well, I mean, if it tanked in the 80s.
Well, it's the 90s.
Like, it went down. Like, people weren't buying it anymore. Like, you didn't see it much.
There was, like, that boom of light beer, though, too, where maybe people were swapping it out for just cheaper beer.
Yeah, this is like
general.
A heavier beer. But here's the thing. I mean, you can also make the argument, like, Genesee, that was the time where they were going through, like, some of their hardest times.
Yeah, they were tanking.
So they had to eliminate some stuff.
Yeah, maybe they were just looking to save money, and, like, this is
but
one
went
of
away.
The shopping.
So I'm thinking, like, your grandfather would have drank this.
Like, to me, I've never had it. 12 Horse was always an old man. It looked like Schlitz to me.
Yeah, but that's old school.
Yeah,
you're going back
to
the 50s and 60s.
So 252 WCMF, is Jenny doing this for guys like our dads, Kimmy?
I don't know, because my husband saw this and he got really excited about it.
Well, he's a big fan of Horse.
Because he had also, he must have, you know, tried it for the first time at some point at the brewery, and he always wondered why they never sold it outside of the brewery. And now when he saw this, he was like, I'm going to go stock up.
Okay, so who's more likely to go get 12 Horse Ale? Is it a guy your age who had it in the past? Or is it a guy that's 20 or 30 that wants to have that vintage feel in his mouth?
It's got to be the vintage stuff, because that's what's blowing up, right? So it's got to be all the hipsters wanting to try it. Because remember when Pabst came back?
So, yeah.
And now that's an old beer from, like, pre-war, too.
But it's not just Pabst. Like, we do this bring it back thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the radio. You can't see me doing quote fingers. With alcohol all the time, you brought up Pabst Blue Ribbon Revival. Miller High Life is going through a major revival right now. We did it with malt liquor. We watched Mickey's blow back up again.
Love me some Mickey's.
Mad Dog got the nostalgia treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super common, Tommy, with mixed drinks, where all of a sudden...
Oh, the old school cocktails.
Yeah, some bar gets big for serving a drink the GIs had.
Here's a Zephyr.
Exactly. My wife buys into all of that crap.
Because it's classy. It's like the old school, right?
Okay,
you're dressed up, you're having cocktails, smoking a cigarette.
Tastes like my grandmother's perfume. Why are we drinking
people
this?
People love that perfume.
Yeah.
People loved your grandmother.
But to your point, like, if this stuff... She was a sweet woman.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me about it.
If PBR and Miller High Life and Mickey's and Mad Dog and all of these weird craft cocktails that they used to drink during, you know, the Great Gatsby went away... Why did they go away in the first place, and why are we looking to rediscover them?
I think those lifestyles went away. Like, my parents' lifestyle, throwing cocktail parties at the house.
Okay.
My mother was home. She could prepare all that stuff.
Prepare.
It all went away.
Okay.
You know, and times changed. I mean, clubs opened up, restaurants opened up, people went out more. you know, the you had a party at the house because that's where most people could go and afford.
That I get. But explain Miller High Life and PBR.
Well, don't forget the explosions of beer in this country and imported beer.
But, okay, so, like, if we found better options, right, if that's the argument where, you know, all of a sudden Heineken is here, you can get Coors East of the Rockies, right?
Oh, yeah, all that came in.
But then why did we go back to PBR and Miller High Life? Because, like, I was a big PBR drinker. I told you, I would drink at Lux down on South Ave, and they had what
that
they
called... That was a hipster joint.
But, bro, they had a Papschmier. For $1.50, you got a PBR and a shot of well whiskey. Bring You're not that. Finding a better deal in this town than that right there.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we go back to those beers?
Well, I think you forget, you know, they weren't top of mind for a while, so they're bringing them back again.
Okay. So you think this will be a hit, 12-4 sale?
Sounds like it.
Kimmy, thoughts?
I think so.
Are you going to drink it?
What do you think?
Honestly, she's wearing a 12-4 sale shirt right now.
I've never tried it, so I would definitely try it.
She's it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, Jenny, the Genesee Brewery is part of their Vault series. It looks like they're going to be bringing back a bunch of beers that they don't bottle and can on a regular basis. It's bringing back 12 Horse Ale, 1933's own.
Look at that.
12 Horse Ale. Jack Dempsey, drinking a 12 Horse Ale. Mike's on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'd just like to share a little information with you guys I don't know if you're aware of.
Can't wait.
I lived in Rochester. I'm from Syracuse. I lived in Rochester for 4 years. The worst beer... that gave me the, you know, Genesee Screamers, we used to call them. If we went to, you know, a 5 cent draft night, drink Jenny Light all night, you know, it was a bad day the next day. So I don't know, like, if you guys, I know you're promoting your Genesee product. My understanding, I could be wrong, but doesn't it come out of the Genesee River?
Yes, they go into the river, they bottle it up, and they sell it to you. I do find it funny. Like, there is this weird, like, upstate rivalry between cities about breweries, right? Because, like, Mike, what are you, Utica Club? What's your brewery that you claim is, like, your home?
I'm kind of a, you know, bud in a can guy.
Yeah, I heard you like in a can. No, but what I'm getting at is...
When I was, like, 4 years in college, right, you know, you drank cheap. If you went out, you couldn't afford it. And I always laugh because, you know, if you saw the Heineken and Moosehead and... Miller and all this hooked up. They were all hooked into a Genesee Light peg in the basement.
No, and, I mean, I think it. What you're describing is credit to what they've done with the brewery. And by the way, Genesee doesn't give us any money, just to be clear. Mm. In fact, Three Heads does, so sorry. Yeah. Go to Three Heads. They're delicious. No, I think what's amazing about what the Genesee Brewery has done is, and you guys can attest to this.
They reinvented themselves.
They had the worst. They had a terrible reputation.
Right.
To the point where it was like, it was almost over.
And, it was an obsolete beer.
And the beer is, I love drinking Jenny. Jenny Cream Ale is like my favorite beer of all time outside of the delicious beers you can get at Three Heads.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Have you had it lately?
I have not.
There you go.
Like I said, my 4 years, my digestive system, I think Jenny Light took about 5 years off my life, to be honest with you.
All right. So. We can only hope. Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right. You guys have a great day.
All right, so put him down for a maybe.
Maybe on that one.
No, I think you're right, though. Every city has their... They'll admit, like, it's not, like, you know, it's... If you didn't grow up with it, it may not be for you kind of thing.
But here's the thing, though. There are people that grew up with it, that when they came of age, the product wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that same
opinion.
But you
still go back to it every now and then.
There are some guys and gals in Rochester that will never go back because of the bad experience they had when the product wasn't
tip-top. But either way, don't you feel like those people, when they go out of town, will still talk about it?
They could.
Possibly.
Like town pride.
Yeah, maybe. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As we talk about Genesee bringing back the 12 Horse Ale and the craft cocktails from the 20s, 30s, and 40s that show up. Pabst Blue Ribbon, Miller High Life, Mickey's, Mad Dog 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Vintage drinks coming back. This only happens with alcohol. You never see nostalgia for food.
So what would be a nostalgia throwback food from, let's say, the 60s?
All right, walk with me here. All right.
What about, like, I'm just thinking of candy right now. Candy that certain generations embraced, and you're like, no, thank you.
Name me a snack from the 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s that has come back.
So the old school one would be, like, Good and Plenty.
When's the last time you saw anyone eating?
I don't think it exists.
The way this country's going right now, there's not plenty enough for everybody.
What about Cracker Jacks? Because that's about as old school as it gets, with the little toy in the box.
I don't see anybody eating them.
I don't see it in the stores anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I'll see them at ballparks, but the song and all.
Once
the song's there, you can't really change
it. No Cracker Jack.
Well, like, walk with me here. Nah. You ready? If there's a type of love we, if the type of food we love, it stays popular.
Mm-hmm.
The hamburger never went away.
The hot dog.
We've eaten pizza since they started selling it. Mm-hmm. But no one today is going to get rich serving chip beef on toast at a local restaurant.
Yes.
Right? Like, there hasn't been a revival of TV dinners over the last 2 days.
No, because frozen foods have, like, moved way beyond what that was.
If food is good, it stays forever. Where alcohol, beer, liquor, malt liquor, comes and goes. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make sense.
Well, you can mix liquors with other things. You can create new drinks. You know what I mean?
People create new foods all the time. Fusion, you hate it.
Well, maybe they did that with the TV dinner, because, like, now those TV dinners have changed, right? They're more high end.
When's the last time you heard of anybody?
I can't even think of the last time I saw one.
But like those lean cuisines like on TV and all that stuff.
No, I mean, look, I get that you can buy like a Stouffer's lasagna for the family, but that always exists.
You're talking about the individual with the little cobbler in the middle?
Hungry Man, whatever they were.
Maybe they went away.
I mean, they're there, but I don't hear anyone like, hey, I had a delicious Hungry Man dinner last night.
I don't forget nutrition changed.
Okay.
The people got their garbage, they're full of salt, they're no good for you.
Gotta watch your salt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this isn't a food. But do you remember when, like, Tang came back around again when we were kids?
The worst.
Because, like, wasn't that more, like, your generation? And then all of a sudden it had, like, a revival in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s.
It's what the astronauts drank in the Apollo mission.
Yeah. No, I do remember Tang coming back around. Yeah. I love Tang.
Oh, God. So you would, because you were poor.
We didn't get name brand Tang.
Wait, they made off
they have
Tang?
Tang.
Yeah, Aldi's had Tang. It was called Gant.
Really?
No, I don't know what it was called, but no, we had off-brand Tang.
Oh.
My family couldn't afford
powdered juice. Damn, you poor.
I swear to God, I'm not the only kid who went off-brand Tang. I know it.
And it never dissolved right either, man. You could, like, whip that thing in a blender, and it still would be, like, grainy.
Yeah, you'd get the grit at the bottom.
Oh, it's like drinking orange sand.
All right, we got Facebook messages coming in. We'll get to that in just a second. There are people that are saying there is food that has come back around.
All right.
252-WCMF. We have a Lady Ryan.
A Lady Ryan.
Hello, Lady Ryan. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. All right. What's the food that came back around, Ryan?
Well, I just thought of all the fast food joints that seem to bring back from, like, you know, 10 years ago. I don't know if that would count.
Okay.
But...
All right. That's a good start. We're getting somewhere there. So, like, Taco Bell has been big with this lately.
What is it?
Where they bring back, like, foods that people loved from 10, 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. But, like, outside of that, Ryan, like, can you think of, like, a sit-down meal that people ate in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s that all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is good. We rediscovered it.
No.
Ryan's out.
She's done?
Yeah. Ryan, are you going to try the 12-horse ale now that it's out again?
That was, like, my granddad's favorite beer. That's all I've heard about it.
They buried him.
Jesus.
Ryan, what do you drink now?
I like Blue Light. That's
kind of
the standard.
Well, yeah, light beers. I mean, look, the older you get, you kind of have to make the switch every once in a while.
I always think when women drink light beers because they pound it and they think they're gonna blow up.
What?
No.
What are you talking about?
I think like they drink the light beer because it doesn't have great taste to it. I just think they pound so much.
There are a lot of people that drink light beer.
Blue Light's got pretty good taste for a light beer.
I understand, but they want to keep the LBs down.
Oh my God! For
they can't be pounding those things.
There are other things you
could
go to if you're worried about that.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be beer.
You drink them White Claws. Those have nothing in them. Right? Ryan's on White Claw.
Yeah, but that's not a beer though. If you want that beer pop,
you want the beer pop.
You're not drinking your claw.
You get more pop out of a claw or a High Noon. Those things are like actual liquor in there.
Yeah, but you don't get that beer taste,
Ryan.
You know she craves it.
Thank you. Right, thank you for
the call.
Have
a great day.
You too. Ryan is so
done with you.
We will never hear from Lady Ryan again.
So I started to think of like meals that my parents ate out that were...
I can't say because I'll get dumb.
Oh, look at that.
But everyone else was doing it too.
So like I can remember my parents going out to dinner and eating liver, onions, and bacon as a gourmet meal. They would be calves liver with like bacon and onions. And that was like a high-end dish. And the other one was like that lobster thermidor.
Yeah.
Salisbury steak was big. And the other one I can remember, like, for cocktails, Swedish meatballs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They were in the gravy with the little toothpicks in
it. Yeah.
You know, but that's like old people food.
You know what's funny?
What?
I've never had lobster thermidor before.
Yeah.
But like the liver and onions and the Salisbury steak, I would kill to go to a place that like makes
liver and onions.
Golden Corral sometimes puts out liver and onions.
Yeah.
And I went there one day. I didn't know. And
it's got to be veal, though. You got to go veal. You got to get that baby liver. It is succulent.
It does not.
You wouldn't like it. It's very, very, very strong.
But it's good.
It's so good. And you can't cook it. My wife will not cook that.
Well, you've got to know how to cook it, too.
Well, even if she knew how to cook it, like, that smell just, like, engulfs everything.
Yeah, it does.
We got Facebook messages coming in. Again, we're talking about how Genesee Brewery, they're bringing out of the Genesee Vault 12-horse ale. Started being distributed in 1933. It was one of their biggest sellers. And then when they started hitting rough times in the 90s and 2000s, started fading away. It's been on tap, you said, at the brew house?
I believe so. At least, I don't know if it gets always there, if it's on and off there, but that's where my husband has had it.
And they've done a couple of like little runs since the 2000s, but like this year, it's back.
Yeah.
Bill writes us, people drink this stuff as a reminder of people they love. My grandpa drank 12-horse ale, and I'll get a 12-pack for the garage fridge like he had when I was younger. It'll be my tribute to him.
Oh. All right.
Alcohol memorial?
That's exactly what that is, yeah.
But like, if we're talking like going back to like PBR, Miller High Life, like those were grandpa beers.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey's, if your grandpa was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Are guys drinking that out of tribute to family members?
I never thought to do that, but maybe it is more common than we
grandpa?
Think. His favorite, whatever, fill in the blank booze.
I mean, it would be a way to bring you closer to that family member.
Yeah.
Right? You're having the same experience.
Sure. A man's man.
I mean, I guess. It is funny, right? Like, you know how you're a man? You got 12 horses on your bum. Like,
what? Drinking tough.
What advertising towards men was in the 30s versus advertising towards men now?
Mm.
I'll punch you in the face. Drink this energy drink. We got horses.
That's right.
Horses.
I'm loaded up with liver and onions. I'll beat the hell out of you after I finish this liverwurst sandwich.
I've never had liverwurst. Is it good?
So liverwurst is another old school, like, you would put on a sandwich. But you know what I'm really surprised about?
What's that?
And when I'm wagging, I'm like, trucking around, that they still sell bologna, because bologna's got to be like one of the worst. Like, I can't ever anybody saying, oh yeah, bologna, good for you.
Yeah. Well,
but they still sell, like, I would love bologna, but I know it's terrible for you.
It
so
does.
Would bologna make a comeback as like a food?
So fried bologna is still pretty
delicious.
Popular. But no, it's still pretty popular in like different
around
areas.
Here.
I think that because I've been to multiple ballparks that sell like fried bologna sandwiches.
Oh, and it is the best.
It does feel like as soon as like the boomers and maybe Gen X dies, bologna will start to fade.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't think I don't think the millennials are going to hold up bologna.
And they should.
But I do love bologna.
Oh. And it's cheap as crap.
252-WCMF. Let's take one more call. We were talking liver and onions.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's on CMF. Hey, Matty, how are you, buddy?
Good, guys. How are you?
What
good
you man. Got?
What you got?
You're talking about liver and onions, Salisbury steak, good place to find all that old food. Park Ave Pub, man, still makes it all. Right down there, like right next door to Giants or whatever. You walk in there at 4 p.m. on a Friday night, it's bustling. Everybody barely has a pulse, but they're still pumping out that food.
So it's an old set.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's of a certain era, you know. They're still doing their thing. I think they could, you know, maybe update a little bit, but, man, they're still pumping out those classics if you want it.
They say each meal could be your last.
Hey, Matt, have you had liver and onions from the place? Is it good?
Yeah, I have. I have, actually. It's not bad. You know what I mean? I'm not going out of my way to get it, but if you have that taste, I think that's maybe the only place, but is the place to get it, in Rochester.
Matt, thanks for the tip, bud. I appreciate it. Have a good day. You want to go on a bro liver and onions date?
Bro, I would.
Let's go.
I would.
You want to hold hands while we're there?
No, let's not do that.
Okay.
I'll give you some tips, though.
What's that?
Liver and onions. What? You ever had a sandwich with it?
No.
Wait, a sandwich with it?
So when you're eating it, cut over in the dinner roll, slide it in there. Warm bread, liver and onion sandwich. You don't need anything else with it, bro.
Ooh.
It all works. Delish.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Two things are...
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possible in this story.
Two.
A, this person actually didn't realize in the moment they were becoming the victim of a crime.
Oh.
B, this person thought a stern word would get this these criminals to take off running.
Okay, back off.
And look, we're going to need your opinion when we get to the details. Mm. But either way, the crime withstanding, it's pretty damn funny. Especially if this person believed their mere presence was enough to get these guys to rethink their entire plan.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Henrietta.
What happened?
The Highland Drive Wegmans, to be more specific.
Oh, nice area.
Authorities say around 3 p.m., the victim of this crime came out of the store to find three guys in their 20s breaking into her 2020 Hyundai Elantra.
In the middle of the day in the parking lot.
You got it, at Wegmans. Pop quiz. You come upon three guys breaking into your car, Tommy. What do? Go.
Hey, what are you doing? Knock it off.
Kimmy, what do? Go.
I would freeze. I would not know what to do. I wouldn't know how to approach it. Like, at first, I'm like, oh, do they think that's their car? Because I have, by mistake, like, gone up to the wrong car before.
Okay. Well, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, this woman simply spoke. And I quote, "This isn't your car." That'll show.
All right.
The three guys heard her. She even got a response because after she alerted these three men that this wasn't their car, one of them told her, and I quote, "F you."
Okay.
But he didn't say F you. He said the thing we can't say. All right. They then proceeded to steal her car and take off.
Wait, they got the car?
They did. Now, this sucks for this poor woman.
Yeah.
The good news. She got her car back later that day. The bad news, you got stuck at a Wegmans while watching your car getting stolen.
Yeah, it's
got
to be a little traumatizing.
And let's hope she didn't have like Snickers ice cream bars, because you can't eat six of those before they melt.
Right.
You can get a tummy ache. There is one thing we do not know about this story that could change everything completely.
That's it.
How this woman said what she said to the car thieves. Because to Kimmy's point, it is very possible that this woman was unaware they were trying to break into her car.
Mm-hmm.
Either it could have been so unexpected that it did not fully register in her brain, or like Kimmy said, she could have been giving them the benefit of the doubt, thinking they were just getting into a car that looked like theirs,
right?
If she said, "Hey guys, wrong car," it makes the story totally different than, "Hey, you've got the wrong car,
buddy."
Just the way she utters that sentence changes the story 180 degrees.
Yeah, but I'm guessing it would have been the same result no matter what.
I'm saying, like, if she says it innocently, thinking, like, this is a mistake, she didn't think that she was going to intimidate them out of stealing the car. Whereas if she does it...
It's 3 years right there. Let's forget all the rules of this great country of ours. Let's go across the street in that field. I'm going to fight you, all three of you. And when it's done, win or lose, that's it.
You're a lush.
You're a creep crumb lush. I know a lush one. My buddy's... That was a cop, and I know a lush when I see a lush.
We got to start bringing back crumb bum as an insult.
I love it.
Can we commit?
And lush. When's the last time you heard lush?
Well, the last 2 days have been a lot.
Can we commit as a show?
Yeah.
Crumb?
Creep crumb bum. Creep crumb. Like, bum. We got to start bringing those back.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. But I digress, right? If you confronted these men with an intimidating line of, "That's not your call," what does that do?
Nothing. There's three of them.
Okay. And I know the fact that this is a woman changes how this would play out in some people's mind, but let's even make this a man, the average man, coming upon three men stealing their car in a parking lot in front of them. Do you think these guys would take off running at your mere presence? Jiggers up, boys!
Yeah. No. Okay. But you're going to try to get in between them and your car. And there's three of them and one of you.
Right. And I mean, even if there's one of them, they were desperate enough to attempt to steal your car. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know how desperate.
And in broad daylight.
Right?
That would freak me out.
Yeah, like if they weren't scared of someone else in the parking lot seeing what they were doing, why would your presence be like, be enough to get them to go away?
I would also worry... like, if I came up on the situation and it was very obvious they were trying to steal my car, I would not want to draw attention to myself because I also know that I have the keys.
Oh, good call.
You know, are they going to come after me and try to get the keys so it makes their life easier? I don't know. I would probably keep my distance.
No, I'm with you. Like, the last thing you would think you would want to do is confront them because only bad things can happen from that point on. Best case scenario, they keep stealing your car. Worst case, you escalate the situation.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And that's why I'm hoping in this case, this woman, again, we're talking about this story happened out at the Highland Drive Wegmans out there in Henrietta, says around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she came out of the store to find three guys in their 20s breaking in to her Hyundai Elantra. She said, and I quote, "This isn't your car." But we don't know if she said it like, "Hey, this isn't your car," or "That's not your car,
fellas."
Yes, right. Like, I just don't get why you would put yourself in a spot where you could potentially get
because
hurt.
These punks are just walking in broad daylight still because they know nobody's going to say nothing to them. They're not even going to go to jail for it.
But you did say something
but
to
them. But you may also have a false sense of security when it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Wegmans. In a busy parking lot thinking, oh, well, there's other people around. Nothing's going to happen to me.
But other people didn't stop.
I'm not saying it's a... It's
but I can see
you
that.
Should feel that way. But I can also see... Yeah, like, you're not alone. You're not in a place where they tell you shouldn't be alone as a woman, you know?
No, but here's the thing, man. Like, all right, let's be straight.
Busy highway right there.
Let's be straight up. Mm. If I'm walking into Wegmans, because that's my part of town. Now, I'm a Calkins guy, not a Highland guy.
You also feel very at home if this is your regular grocery store.
Good point. That's a good point.
So there's that also contributes to that false sense of security.
But here's the thing. Let's say I'm walking into that Wegmans while this woman walking out, and she does the intimidating, "Hey, this ain't your car." Mm. And it does escalate, and she yells, "Help," and I'm the closest one there. Well, now because you confronted the guys, I am being drawn into the situation. I can't keep walking.
Yes.
Well, you would keep walking.
Well, yeah, I got ice. I got the mums.
You're going in to the store.
Yeah, but I got to get in. I got a list. My wife's waiting for me. The grandkids are coming over.
Right, that's what I mean.
I got things.
But, like, you keep piling things up. Like, it's not just you at this point. Now it's potentially the employees at Wegmans. Yeah. Now you got folks walking through the parking lot that feel like they have to do something to make sure that you don't end up hurt. Like all of these things start to snowball when you could. And it sucks. It sucks, right? You don't want to watch your car get stolen.
No.
You don't want to watch the window get broken. You don't want to watch him drive off with it. But... compared to what else could happen...
Well, that's what's wrong with this country, Pat. They're just driving off.
Okay.
Nobody stands up to these kids.
We have a saying on this show, right? Because we're a football show.
Yeah.
We're the official station of the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. Know when to punt.
All right.
Right? If it's 4th and 1 and you're on your own side of the field, sure. Go for it.
Punch it in.
But in this case, it's like 4th and 17, right? And you're down 3 on your own 30. It's not a great situation.
Yeah.
But you should probably punt. You should probably punt.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Dan. Hey, Danny boy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, don't get me wrong, but don't most of the newer cars have a little alarm thing right on your freaking key fob?
Oh, you talking about like the car alarm?
Yeah, I mean, unless it's a real old car.
This was a 2020.
Who pays attention to that alarm? I hear them all the time. I never look.
My God, learn your technology, Tommy.
Yeah.
It's a freaking button.
No, but I'm saying when you hear that going off in a parking lot,
but it's
in the middle of the day,
annoying.
Do you think somebody's getting broken into?
No, but
it's right by them. You know, then Pat's mom can eventually get out of that car. Cricket?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, wait, no, I missed that last. What did you say? What was that last part?
You guys have a great day.
Bye, Dan.
Nobody listens to the car alarm.
No, I think he was thinking like it would just draw attention to the situation. Like,
but
maybe
with him, I don't even look at him.
I don't. I hear him all the time. I never look around.
But if you're right next to it, it would be pretty annoying to fight through.
No,
I'm talking about the people breaking into the
maybe,
car.
Maybe, yeah. But again, it's broad daylight. Mm-hmm. They don't care.
No, I think her argument is if you have to stand near the car while the alarm's going off, it's going to like, I can't handle this. I got to run away. But I disagree with that take. It's a terrible take for Kimmy and Dan.
They would have to be noise and light sensitive that also decided to get into the Grand Theft Auto business.
But maybe you don't know you're noise sensitive until you're right there. Oh, I made a terrible mistake. This is, what have I done? When the woman's right, she's right.
Oh, she's right.
Look, I mean, it's good everyone's safe and healthy, and this was nothing, right? And I guess we, you know, they feel no need to follow up what happened here. But if it becomes this big a deal, which it should be, we don't know, it should be mandatory that this happens after.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, there was an incident down on East Ave.
What happened?
Just before 10 a.m. between Matthews and Union Street, there was a suspicious package that caused the street to shut down. Apparently, businesses in the area were affected, too.
Wow.
The bomb squad got called out.
The bomb squad?
That's right. They went and checked the whole situation, and eventually they determined the package, not a threat.
It was legit.
You got it. Well, I don't know if it was legit.
I mean, it was a package. Well, that's a bomb package.
The package, not a bomb package.
It wasn't from the bomb store.
It didn't have your act in it, so it was not a bomb package.
Been sitting on that one all night, have you?
So all night, it's 8:55 in the morning. Everything opened back up again. The world went back to normal, and that was that. Except for one person in this room.
Nothing to see here, everybody.
Give me this story frustrated the heck out of you.
Well, I just, with all these stories, every time something like this pops up, you get the alarm. You know, they tell you what to avoid. This is going to be shut down. Avoid this area. Can't go to work if you work in that area. So it causes a lot of, you know, discourse throughout the day. Is that a thing?
Sure.
Oh, attention.
Didn't sound right.
Yeah, it works.
But then they just say, okay, all clear. And then we never get a follow-up. Like, what was in the box? Oh. What?
Say, let's make a deal.
Yes. What exactly caused, like, what was it about this that was suspicious in the first place? Why did somebody think that this was a dangerous package as opposed to the other packages that show up at this place? Like, I need more details. I want to know.
I'm 100% with Kimmy.
I need a follow-up.
If a package shuts down anything,
after
it's all over, we need, one, why you thought the package could be dangerous, two, who you believe left it behind, and three, and the most important, what was actually in the box?
Yes. So I always think once the bomb boys got through it, you're good.
No, I understand you're good. I'm not worried about safety.
I mean, we know everything's fine now.
But you want the details.
I need closure.
Yeah, don't you want to know what was in the package?
No, I never think of it.
Wait, seriously?
No?
It's like a mystery.
You don't want an ending to the story?
I figure it's probably something lame that, you know, we all get.
But that's what I need to know. I want to know how lame it was.
It's always going to be lame. If it don't blow up, it's lame.
No. There's lots of packages.
What do you think? Yeah. It's a box of, like, Hickory Farms cheese?
But that would be funny, right? Like, actually is cheese.
Like, was this somebody's mistake, you know?
Right. And again, I'm not going to fault anyone for making a mistake.
No,
you can never be too careful, right? This is not to criticize people. It's simply to get an ending to the story. Mm. I need a finish.
You need closure.
Yes!
All right.
Yes! I want to know why you thought the box of Hickory Farms cheese looked like a bomb.
Mm.
And, like, come on.
I mean, it smells delicious. No bomb smells like summer sausage.
Oh, yeah, that's what not those new sausage bombs. They'll get you.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy.
One goes off on you every Friday night. Kaboom.
No, it just feels like a tease of a story.
All right.
This big thing happened. Everyone got all this commotion, and then it's the end, and we never hear about it. I also want to hear from the person who the package was intended for.
Oh, that person?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, oh, hey, sorry, they were like cookies. Somebody made them for me. They were delicious, but it was not a bomb.
Yeah.
No?
Unless somebody got hurt, everybody's fine.
Right, right. No,
yes,
that's what you hope for.
Obviously.
But because nobody got hurt and everybody's fine, that's why I really want to know what it was that caused all the alarm.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been in a couple of situations where it was obviously very bad. But like, stupid me, I just went to bed. Wait. So when I was in Tampa and I was staying at the Comedy Condo. And was in,
that's how you know you're a really good stand-up comic. Yeah. You're living full-time in the place that comedians stay when they do the club.
And this place was rough. It was Florida trash rough. And apparently there was a guy, he went crazy, he had a gun. They brought in, like, all this heavy equipment.
Oh,
now I'm at the club.
Yeah.
So I'm trucking back, half buzz, coming back from the club. And, like, I can't even get into the joint, right? So I'm, like, standing around, waiting around. And the cops are there. And then they wouldn't even let me take my car. And they go, you can walk in now. So I'm walking past, like, all this stuff. And it looked like all the heavy equipment from the Tampa Police Department there, right? They got the guy, apparently.
Okay.
Not in a good way.
Okay.
And I just went to bed because I figured, hey, they got him.
Okay. No, again...
Well, that you actually knew there was a danger, though.
Right. You got closure. You had closure.
Well, kind of, but I don't know what happened or why, but like, I was just tired and buzzed. I wanted to go to bed.
Okay.
I was more inconvenienced, and I was marveling at all the stuff that they had. And it happened at the Atlanta games when I was with Wheez, when that bomb went off.
When the bomb went off.
Yes, yes. I would also think telling
people... We walked around. Well, we were also buzzed again. Apparently, alcohol plays a lot in my EVs.
I would also think telling people, like if I worked in a building that had to be cleared because of this, like, tell me what was in it so I don't have to worry about it moving. Like, if it was just a simple misunderstanding, well, then I know nobody's targeting our building.
Yeah, that's another great point, right? Like, I mean, and if it's someone that is trying to mess with you, at least I know that, right. You know, like,
All right.
252 WCMF, again, we're talking about this incident that happened yesterday down on East Ave between Matthews and Union Street. A suspicious package got the bomb squad out there just before 10 a.m. Everything was fine. Nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bomb, and everything went back to normal around noon. But we get no closure. We didn't get a follow-up. Yeah. We don't know what's in the box. And the greatest question of all time is, what's in the box? I need to know what's in the box. Give me what's in the box!
Right.
Right? Like, it would be funny if there were, like, give me, like, oh, it turns out it was women's
or
lingerie.
Like when we got the fart in the jar.
Oh, my God. We thought it was anthrax.
Instant panic.
For those who don't...
Imagine if nobody got a follow-up to that.
For those who are new to the show, this really happened, what Kimmy brought up.
Yeah.
We used to run a show in the afternoon from some guys who worked out in Seattle. It's called the Men's Room. It was in the evenings, I'm sorry. And they sent us what's called a fart in a jar.
Yeah, you get it at the gag magic store.
Yeah, so you're supposed to open it up, and oh, it smells like a fart, and everyone's da-da-da-da-da. All right, so it was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And it was when there was some anthrax stuff going on.
A lot of stuff going around.
So we opened up the jar, and there was like little white dust in there. Yeah. We had our intern open it, and we did it on the air. Mm-hmm. And when we did
that's a joke.
Yes, you and I legitimately thought,
yeah,
that's that.
Right.
And we panicked, and we got off the air, and we're off mic, and we're literally like, what are we supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And
are we going to die?
Our then program director, Crowley, runs downstairs, and because he knew what was going on, and tells us what had happened. But people listening got a follow-up
yes,
to that.
Sure. Yes,
that's true.
We didn't just shut down the
they
show
were very
and move on like nothing happened.
That we lived.
No, but could you imagine if we never addressed that ever again? That's what I'm talking about.
All right. It makes a good point. Makes a good point.
252 WCMF. Let's take one call before we get to where they whine. And West Coast Ben. Hey, stranger. How you been, buddy?
Hey, good. My wife actually works in that building. Also, it was her office suite that happened to.
No kidding.
Yeah, the package was written in half Ukrainian, half English.
Okay.
And that building also houses the IRS and a bunch of other things like the RPO and all that stuff.
IRS and the RPO. Pay your taxes and listen to this cello.
Two things I can't stand.
But yeah, her coworker called it in because of all the things that are going out in the world, plus the nonprofit that she works for, like, is constantly targeted and stuff like that.
No, I get that. No, I'm not trying to downplay the severity of the situation. I get that. I just kind of want to know, now that everybody's safe, what's in the box? Did we ever find out what's in the box?
Ukrainian cookies.
Ooh.
I have no idea. I'm sure I'll find out more, and once I do, I'll message you.
Well, that's all we wanted, Ben, and you can't help us out at all, so thanks for nothing.
You're very welcome, sir.
Thanks, West Coast Ben.
Bye-bye.
There goes West Coast Ben. Let's take a break. Right. We'll get East Coast Ben, I'm sure, in a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Along with the rest of these crumb bums. Bring it back.
Bunch of lushes.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.